The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Getting stronger. Full of muscles.
I got so scared and I was like, is it too late to edit? So I sped up my bum bum bum.
Oh, welcome, welcome
to another. I didn't want to be left out, sorry.
To another rendition of the Patreon.
I'm surprised that like Mad TV or like some show like that didn't do like Spocky, where it's like Leonard Nimoy is Spock, going through the Rocky rigmarole. And killing boxers with his little death grip.
Adam,
right?
Don't just give this out.
No, this is past its prime.
No, this it's is, not. This is as topical as ever.
Adel, this is
28-year-old beef that needs to be thrown out.
This is aged like a fine wine, my friend. This is
Spocky?
About to make
Spocky
yeah.
Has?
Spocky okay. Is about to make a big comeback.
I hate when you underestimate yourself. Aaron, my references make no sense and they're out of touch and out of date.
I never said that.
Aaron, please.
It's implied.
Look, the thing that I love about selling yourself short is at least you're selling yourself.
Oh.
Always be selling
yourself short. You sounded like, who sings that song? Survivor? You sound like Survivor falling down the stairs.
I wanted to put a very high energy introduction onto this episode because Adel, I got big news for you.
Oh,
something that you've talked about on probably not the Patreon, but probably the main feed several times. Wow, I'm Adel and Aaron are both looking at me like I actually have big news, and now
yeah,
I'm sad to report I don't.
You made your bed. And now you have to lie to us.
You have talked about the movie, the 1997 movie, The Game, and how it's a good movie. I told you, I texted you, I was watching The Game. By the way, the beginning of The Game is just the same as the intro to Succession. It's like shot for shot. It's down to like old movies and piano music. It's very, very similar. And I had no idea. I told you I would tell you how that movie aged. And I gotta say, I think it ages pretty well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say, I think it's one of the most underrated movies of all time. I think it's a masterpiece. I think it's David Fincher.
I think it's stressful.
And I think it's so well done.
It's stressful.
It's such an original movie. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And I think that movie also kickstarted my love for like escape rooms and stuff.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because I remember when I first watched it, I was like, I want that to happen to me. Like, I want an experience where it's like, I have to figure out how to get out of situations and like the world around me is a game.
You want me to do that for your 40th birthday?
Yes, please.
So that movie's from 97. And sometimes you'll see like a movie from 97 and the technology will be like, oh no, this, like how Seinfeld could be resolved if anyone just had a cell phone at any time, you know? But they have cell phones in this. And there's like,
they could add soup with a cell phone?
Yeah. There's lots of like, if anyone had a cell phone, they would have jumped off immediately and all won the contest. Or all lost the contest. They would have looked up that video of Kramer going wild at the improv, and they would have said, oh, no, get him off the show.
Kramer versus Kramer.
But no, but I think that the technology in that movie, it's still spooky. It does age well, and it's still like Michael Douglas, since he's rich, has a cell phone for a lot of that movie, even though it's from 97.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it in a while, but I think Fincher's next movie after that was Fight Club, which was 99, and I was watching The Game from 97, and I was like, maybe I have to rewatch Fight Club, because this movie feels like it was shot 10 years before Fight Club. Like, it feels so
old. It has an older
patina
or something to it, for sure.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite moments is, I think the actor played Max Headroom, if you know Max Headroom.
Oh, yeah.
But at the very end, he's on the roof, and he's like, if you didn't jump, I was supposed to push you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a funny line.
It did stress that movie we watched with Mariah. She did not like it. It stressed her out a lot. And I enjoyed it. I had seen it before, but forgotten a lot of it. And the parts that I, yeah. So that's my review of 1997's
Hell
The Game.
Yeah.
Your review is the parts that I, yeah. Great review.
Oh, I should
cut,
say.
Print.
That's my blurb for the back of the DVD jewel case.
I should say that when JPC texted me about watching The Game, I was on, I took my mom to Charleston, South Carolina for like a Christmas present, like, because I think she wants experiences versus stuff. So I took her to South.
You better be damn sure you took her to Charleston.
But I had never really been in Charleston, so me, her, and Gemma.
Sounds
went.
Like Adel wanted to go to Charleston.
I was like,
and he
love
thought
it.
His mom might like it.
But we were out at a place at Husk for dinner and drinks, and I got that text from JPC, and just a little bit before he sent me that text, my mom, who I didn't realize listens to the Patreon, hello mom, I'm so sorry. She held up on her phone a picture. She'd been looking on eBay for like animal purses, and she held up an old purse that's like, it's a purse made out of like bamboo shoots or something. It's like thatch. I can't describe what the material, but it was in the shape of a monkey. And she turned and showed me the picture, and she goes, "This reminds me of JPC's character, the little monkey man." I'm like, "Yes,
I'm a monkey man."
So congratulations on the promotion.
Why I need
bones.
That purse.
Little monkey man. Please, little monkey man's my father. You got me, little monkey bones.
I thought you were a clone. I didn't know you had a
clone. Check me.
You didn't order anything.
Free dinner. Free dinner is what JP Riddles would. Yeah, we can't do this. We can't get into this. We simply don't have time to get into this because we are playing America's Favorite Game Show. That is right. This is, I think this is part six.
Money or more money? I can't wait.
Triple dare?
I was in the dentist's office earlier today, and I saw, I don't know, it was like a daytime show that was a Jay Leno-hosted game show with Kevin Eubanks.
What?
What?
What's
no.
the game?
It looked like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, except there seemed to be two people who were like deciding on the answers together. And here's it was called, Bust My Deal or some shit. I don't know, man.
Here's what I think the game show is. I think it's Jay Leno, and he'll be like, in Arkansas today, a woman bought a car, and inside the car was a family of monkeys. And then at the end, he goes, have you heard of this? You seen this? You heard about this? And people have to say whether or not they've heard or seen about it.
It could be that.
Pretty
it
good impression. Sorry, Adel was waiting. He was going
an episode,
hand out.
Deep bow.
An episode
Take
of Family Feud ended, and that was what was playing in the lobby. And I was like, Family Feud, of course, this is fine. And then that show started playing immediately afterwards, and I was mystified. It was mind-boggling. I couldn't understand what I was watching.
That's so wild that I used to be so tuned in and keyed into like TV, like what was going on. And now I have no idea what's out there. So that boggles my mind that there's a game show with Jay Leno, and I don't know about it.
And again, this could have been, it was just playing in a dentist office, so this could have been like the game show channel, and this thing could have been.
Sure.
No, he looked like nowadays Jay Leno. Like, yeah. Jay Leno's still alive, right? Hmm.
In most parts,
I don't know.
I haven't
checked in a while.
We're recording this episode ahead of time. You guys want to make a judgment call?
I don't know.
2 weeks? Is Jay Leno still alive? No, this week. This comes up Friday.
Why
is Jay Leno still alive?
Why do we set ourselves up like this?
I'll say dead.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I'll say dead. I'll say Kevin Eubanks dead.
Oh, no.
That's the game show. The game show should be, by the time this releases in 2 months, will this person be alive or dead?
Will the host be dead?
James Earl Jones, alive or dead? Dead for sure.
No, no. Stop.
Come on. It's
what
coming.
What are they doing?
It's coming.
Stop it. Stop it.
Henry Kissinger, alive.
Sadly.
I don't like this game.
Okay, so the game that we're actually playing is America's Favorite Game. This is Name That Tune, the 2000 edition. Now, it's actually not Name That Tune. Obviously, we know that it's not Name That Tune. But there is an update that is different from part five. This part six is due to popular demand. Aaron, singing is back on the menu. That's right,
people
Aaron.
I don't want people to tweet at me, though.
I don't care. The fans have spoken. The fans have spoken, and they want you to sing. Aaron, so I got to say, We got to give the people what they want, and mm-hmm. we can fuck all the haters. Because if you don't like hearing Aaron sing, this is the wrong podcast for you. This is a vanity project.
It's always three dudes, and they're like, you know what? You really get in the way of those men. You're a little mouthy. Enough Aaron, of you.
Aaron, I will, in the words of my favorite band, the Spin Doctors, win three dudes, D-E-M-U. Just block their ass, please.
I'm blocking him. I'm blocking you. I'm the one who wants to sing a tune.
No, but how else would they contact me? I need to be a lightning rod for their pain. Come at me, baby. I'll be your all the stress. I'll be your internet friend who takes on all your stress.
I'm going to make an Instagram that's like Aaron Keefe 13 or something like that. And then you can send all the dudes to me and I'll post pictures of your feet or whatever every once in a while. just to give them what they want. But then they can message me instead. And then,
perfect.
And, you know, I love telling all these dudes that I should get to sing. All right. So we ended the last one. We are in the top 30 now. So these, I think these are getting to be very, very popular, but you both know how the game is played. I'm going to read some lyrics to some of these top 30 most popular songs of the 2000s. I will give you the year of the song, and then you have to give me both the artist mm-hmm. and the name of the song. Do you both consent to be on this podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Under duress, but we'll take it.
What was the... It goes back to like 2001? Is that the earliest? Or 2000?
I think 2001. No, 2000. It's 2000 to 2009. I don't think there's any 2010 stuff. Let me do a quick rundown. Yeah, no 2010 stuff on this. Cool. It's just 2000 to 2009.
Ready and excited.
Ready and excited.
Okay.
Can I say this part? I built a robot, Aaron. Robot Aaron, say hello. Robot Aaron, shut down. Your emotions... And play this game.
So we are getting to the point where I think that with some of these songs, they're so popular that if I say any of the words, you'll know them. But we'll try it anyway. We'll just go.
That should be the tagline for Hey Riddle Riddle. We are getting to the point.
We're at the end of the line here, obviously. We are never getting to the point. That is for sure. Cutie the Bomb met her at a beauty salon.
Oh.
With a baby, Louis Vuitton, under...
Oh my God.
Her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock. I can tell by your charm.
Buzz.
Adel.
I don't know the song, but the I can tell makes me want to say Bee Gees, Staying Alive.
I can tell. Got a baby.
Buzz.
Aaron.
I don't know why you picked the one part that always throws me, but it's Gold Digger.
By Kanye West.
By Kanye West.
You are correct. You are correct. That is Gold Digger by Kanye West.
You know what? I actually heard that song recently. It came on the radio when I was the only the radio would work in my car. And I thought, you know what? I never truly understood that this is... I thought it was like kind of critical towards women, but it's not really.
Oh, interesting.
At the end of the song, that's not really how it wraps up. I would suggest everyone listen to it again with fresh ears because I was like, oh, I always pictured this as just the criticism towards the person who's the gold digger. But it's not.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what's that, the Lauryn Hill song that gives you both sides of the equation? Although I think in this song it's like two verses to one. That Thing. Lauryn Hill's That Thing. The second verse is dedicated to the men, more concerned with your something-something than your women.
That's like anyway. Leonard Skinner. Everybody always thinks Sweet Home Alabama is like this, like, woo, Southern pride. But there's a lyric that says something like, in Arkansas, they love the governor, and then they go, boo, 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 because the governor was racist. So they're booing racism. But if you don't listen to that part, you just think it's like a Southern anthem.
That's very interesting. I think a lot of these, a lot of music also can like get co-opted like years later too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, cause like Kid Rock like did a sample of that song and stuff too.
Yeah.
Leonard Skinner
would have hated Kid Rock.
We'll never know. The first time, because Kid Rock won't tell, that I heard Gold Digger was actually at I.O. in Chicago. I was here when I was in high school.
I was going to say.
Yeah, and I was like seeing shows at I.O., and I had only ever heard the edited version of that song for like a year, and then I heard the unedited version, and I was like, oh.
Yep.
They don't play the unedited version in like the lobby at I.O. waiting for a show to start.
We get the radio edit.
We get radio
edits. Theater.
Well, that's the first time I heard the unedited version of Let's Get It Started in here. I was like, is this like a dark Weird Al parody? And then someone's like, that's the lyrics. I'm like, this song sucks.
Okay, Aaron, you got that. You nailed that one. Congratulations. We're moving on to a song from 2008.
Got it.
This is an editor's note for this song. I think I'm really going to enjoy just reading these lyrics. That's just an editor's note. Can't say the beginning because it literally starts with the name of the song, so I can't say that. So I will say, I think this is from like the first verse. Let's turn history's pages, shall we? Take the Caesars, for example. Within the first few of them, they were sleeping with their sister, stashing little boys in swimming pools and burning down the city. And one of them appointed his own horse to be consul of the empire. That's like vice president or something.
Puzz.
Adel?
Is this an excerpt from the podcast Hardcore History?
Nice. This is Dan Carlin, and this is Hardcore History.
JPC, I have no idea.
Aaron, shall I read some more?
Yes, please.
That's not a very good example right now, is it? But here's one. The Spanish Inquisition. That's a good one.
These are song lyrics?
Put people in a terrible position. I don't even like to think about it. Well, sometimes I like to think about it. That's the name of the song.
I know I've heard this. It's a guy singing.
Whose time at the top could be coming to an end? We don't want your love. And respect at this point is pretty much out of the question. But times like these, we sure could use a friend.
Oh, I think I heard this in a Tiny Desk concert or
Hitler,
something of the sort.
Stalin.
Oh my God. It's someone who's not
men
super
who
popular.
Need no introduction.
I'm not going to get it.
King Leopold of Belgium. That's right. Everybody thinks
super
he's
super popular.
So great. Well, he owned the Congo, and he tore it up, too. He took the diamonds, he took the silver, he took the gold. You know what he left them with? Malaria. A president once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now we're supposed to be afraid? It's patriotic, in fact, and color-coded.
Okay, I would never know the name of it, and please don't make fun of my guess for who sings it.
Okay.
You have to promise. Everybody, Adel, I need verbal confirmation. You're not going to make fun
not
of
gonna
me.
Not going to give it.
Under duress, you will get it.
Okay. Is it Randy Newman? Don't.
Aaron.
Don't.
Ding, 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 ding. It is Randy Newman. You.
Wait, and what number song is this?
Again, this is the Rolling Stone list. This is not my. This is not my saying this is the best. But this is 28.
I have no idea what the name of the song is. I think when Sean and I got high, sorry, Adel's mom. When Sean and I got high and watched a bunch of Randy Newman videos, like 8 months ago, this is one that I saw. I don't know the name of it.
Oh, is this You Got a Friend in Me, but the dark version?
Yeah,
I honestly.
You got a friend in me.
I really.
With your sister.
There's not a part of this song that I don't enjoy just saying because it's so fucking wild. Because it's just like Randy Newman like musing some political theory here.
Is it a good song, Aaron?
I mean, he's great. He's been turning out a lot of good stuff in the last 20 years.
I think it came. This came out August 5th, 2008, right? So this is like this is before the election in 2008, and this is a song called "A Few Words in Defense of Our Country."
Adel, I have to recommend a Randy Newman rabbit hole on YouTube.
I mean, I'm familiar with Randy Newman, but I just probably nothing after 1995 or something.
Like, Adel,
I
he's
love
one
all,
of the most sardonic
LA
songwriters
probably.
Ever.
I thought I was going to get teased so much I would be a ball of flame. I was like, I'm going to say Randy Newman, and they're going to destroy me. Adel, I think you should look him up. His Tiny Desk is really good.
I'm familiar with Randy Newman.
I know, but his new stuff.
You said
I'm saying,
look him up.
No, I'm saying like you just said you're not familiar with anything past 1995, and I'm trying to tell you look into his new stuff.
Deal, I think you're going to really Google him. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Here's what I'll do. Aaron, I promise to listen to him. I promise to listen to his newest stuff when, 2 days after James Earl Jones dies, he also dies.
I don't like this
celebrity rule
kind
threes,
of joke. Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you know who the third one is by the end of this episode. Mm.
We call him like we seize him. Okay.
What's the name of that song, JPC?
It's like a few words in defense of our country.
So he's a MAGA supporter?
Never
a few words
that.
In defense of our country. Yeah, and he was an early adopter in 2008. he was really ahead of the curve. One could say probably 8 years. 8 years ahead of the curve. Okay, this one is number 27 on the list. This is coming from 2003.
You're my favorite radio DJ, by the way.
Casey Kasem.
I hate that he never plays music. He just makes people call in and guess the song.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem here. This next song is very popular, and you'll never hear it on the show. Here we go. I am thinking... It's a sign.
Oh.
That
Buzz.
Aaron?
Such Great Heights by Postal Service.
Yes. Yes.
I'm thinking it's a sign.
I was like, wait.
Something perfectly aligned, something.
I'm sorry, did you want to keep reading them?
Yes, this is a song by Zach Braff and Natalie Portman. that was probably the Garden State soundtrack was probably, just, you know, so big.
You either get it or you don't. You were there or you weren't. We can't express to you how much it changed all of our personalities.
The Garden State soundtrack is like someone else's version of this song, though. And I remember I heard that one before I heard this one. And then I heard this one and I was like, why the fuck did I have that other version? I didn't want that other version.
Right.
This version's way better. Anyway, that's just a little editorializing from me, our friend, Casey Kasem. All right, you ready for this next one? They've been on the list before. This band has been on the list before. This is from 2002. From 2002.
I'm not going to know it. Arcade Fire.
Okay, Aaron.
Gorillaz.
Arcade Fire, of course. All right, here we go. I'm going to go with verse two on this one because I think that verse one is... we'll go with verse one.
Ooh.
The lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against have brought me down upon my knees?
Buzz.
Adel.
Lights go out again. Can't be it's Coldplay. But
no one said that Adel couldn't sing on the show. Oh, no.
I'm ruined.
I just checked the rules. The dog can play baseball.
I couldn't tell you the song.
Is it Yellow?
I think Yellow didn't.
Yellow's already been on.
Maybe Yellow was already on the thing.
It's Coldplay. It's Coldplay with one of their songs.
Would it help me? Would it help you get the name, Adel? Do you think if I sing the chorus?
Probably.
Okay.
I know the piano goes.
Yeah. Okay. So Aaron knows the chorus. Because what I was going to say is, you are.
What's the name of this song?
The name of this song, and you both don't get the point for this. I'm sorry
no,
to say.
No, Adel gets a point.
He gets half a point.
Coldplay.
He gets half a point for Coldplay. Thank you. Yeah, fine. You get a whole point then. Fuck me, I guess. Whose game is this?
Oh, wait. Is it not in defense of our country?
Yeah, it is in defense of another country.
Counterpoint.
In defense of England. This is a song called Clocks.
Oh, I knew that.
Yes. Oh, something wrong's and ticking clocks. Yeah.
Yeah, he says clocks once in the song, and then he was like, oh, I guess I have to pick a word to make this song. Should it be called opportunities? What about home? Should it be called gonna? Let's call it knees. No, let's just pick clocks and call it clocks. I've said it before, I never got too into Coldplay.
Yeah.
I did. Post-breakup. I studied abroad in England for like 8 months, and A Rush of Blood to the Head was on my constant rotation.
I may have said this before the last time we talked about Coldplay, but do you guys remember Pandora, the music service Pandora?
Oh yeah.
So it was Pandora was like you would pick a song that you liked, but it wouldn't play that song. It would play like a radio that was like that song, and maybe that song would come up. But it was because of some like streaming thing or whatever that it was like if you wanted to hear the song, you have to pay for it. But for the free Pandora, whatever. So I remember one time I was listening to some station about something, and a Coldplay song came on, and I said, nope, downvote, don't like Coldplay. And so a different Coldplay song came on, and I was like, you couldn't just say, don't play Coldplay on this station. So I hit downvote again. And then a live version of the first Coldplay song that I downvoted came on, and I couldn't downvote it again. I couldn't skip it again because I was out of skips, because you could only use a certain number of skips. So I was like, oh, so the fucking algorithm at this point thinks that the only problem I had with that Coldplay song was that it wasn't 4 minutes longer and shittier quality. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, fucking Pandora. By the early 2000s.
By the third song, was it Coldplay, name of the song, and then in parentheses, please?
Give it. It was Coldplay, name of the song, parentheses. Give it a try, JPC. Come on, you might like it. How do you not like his voice? I just don't. I just fucking don't.
Wait, JPC, did you hear that? There's a whale in the studio.
Then there's still time. All right, we have number 25.
JPC and I have a Moby Dick situation happening here. He's the captain, I'm the big old whale.
And by the time we're 25, whatever. And we both haven't killed a whale, we'll marry each other.
All right, this is from the year 2002. This is number 25.
Why
on
the are they
list.
All from 2002?
That was a big year for music.
Okay.
The world was changing in a lot of ways. Ooh, if I give the chorus, you will know it, so... Okay. I'd like to get to know you, so I can show you.
Buzz.
Okay, Aaron?
Is it Missy Elliott?
Aaron, it is Missy Elliott. Do you know the name of the song?
I'd like to get to know you, so I can show you...
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's going to be saying it.
No. Yeah, it's that
Aaron's
one.
Having a stroke.
What is the name of that?
It, well,
got a big. Okay. Let me search it.
No, I'm going to work it. Is it Work It?
It's Work It. I was like, what's the first part of that chorus that you just got to span through?
Yeah, it's
got
Work It.
Got a night shift, got a work kit.
Well, you guys missed out on me saying, put the pussy on you like I told you.
Aw, can we please hear it?
Please.
No, you missed out. You can't
can we hear his little monkey bones?
No, little monkey.
Please. I want to hear the little monkey bones say
please,
pussy.
Please.
Please.
Your little monkey bones.
You can hear, okay, here, I will compromise, and you can hear little monkey bones saying, let's see. I'm the monkey bones. Okay, I had to get into it. Call before you come. I need to shave my cha-cha.
Even better.
Yay! I need to shave my cha-cha.
Adel, you did
Yay!
It.
We all win.
Little Monkey Bones needs to shave his cha-cha.
And two Little Monkey Bones, what is his cha-cha?
Cha-cha real smooth.
I don't know why the knowledge in my brain melts out from my ears when I play this game. I truly don't know what spell you put on me. I know that's Missy Elliott and Work It, but all of a sudden when I get put on the spot, I feel tremendous fear.
You're free to put your brain now. Does he really know what she's saying backwards?
It's nonsense.
Is it?
Are we sure?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want me to check the lyrics, Adel, to see if it's nonsense?
Yeah.
Let's see if it'll say.
It's just the thing. It's the lyrics she just read, but reversed.
Yeah,
well, that's not nonsense.
So the words are
that's something,
isn't it?
Aaron, that's something.
It is kind of nonsense.
The words are exactly. It's put my
thing down,
flip it, and reverse it.
Okay,
yeah, because you reverse it.
Yep.
It's your reason because you reversed it.
That's put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's actually genius.
It's not nothing. It's something.
Do you think she recorded it and then ran it backwards, or do you think she learned it phonetically?
I think she learned it backwards phonetically. Okay. No.
And Adel, I want you to flip it and reverse it.
Yes, your police there.
It would be amazing to see her just in the studio doing perfectly those words backward, like phonetically perfect. Maybe she did, but I gotta say, if she did, way harder the way that she chose to do it.
How long was the recording session? 90 weeks. Got all the songs in 3 days, and then...
Actually, those were the only lyrics that she sang straightforward, because, as we all know, Missy Elliott's recording style was she would sing everything backwards.
Of course.
And then have them remix it.
You know what? Missy Elliott's song is so much better, and I think Work It gets
I can't stand
a ton of credit. No, is Get Your Freak On.
Also very good.
Like, one of the most prolific songs to come out when I was a kid. I loved
her halftime
that
show was fantastic. Remember when she did the Super Bowl halftime? So good.
Yeah.
Remember when she wore a big trash bag?
Yeah.
In her video?
Yeah. those are the days of TRL, when you could just see a music video. No more. Now it's all YouTube. All right. This is October of 2000. This is the year 2000. We are going to the year 2000. I'm going to just start with the verse because I believe, I believe everything else is maybe giving it away a little bit. Yesterday, I woke up sucking a lemon. Yesterday, I woke up sucking a lemon. Adel?
Yesterday, I woke up sucking a lemon. Radiohead, everything in its right place.
This is track one, side one of Kid A. This is everything in its right place.
In my defense, I have eaten about 10 of these Snicker minis today, and I have a headache in my ears. So
you hear that, Tom York? Tom York, Peppermint Patty.
Aaron, I beg you, Google defense. You need to Google what a defense is? Because I don't know. What I just heard? I don't know.
Your Honor, I've had 22 Twizzlers today.
I've eaten so much candy, and my skin is wet, and my ears are hurt.
This is the point of the podcast where I got to ask Aaron, what's going on?
What was that now?
I don't know. Back to you, JBC.
They just released, I think it's called Kid, I think they're calling it Kid Amnesiac, and it's Kid A and Amnesiac released as like a double album, because Amnesiac was like the Kid A outtakes.
Interesting.
And they also released, which I'm dying to play, but I don't have a PS5, they released a video game that's like, I think Kid A / Amnesiac, where it's like you walk around like this weird Radiohead museum and like you listen to the songs. I'm dying to play it.
I have a PS5. I'll play it. Yeah.
I'm heading over now.
All right. He's packing a bag. He really is doing it. He just pulled a suitcase out of his car. He's doing it. I just watched him buy a ticket on Southwest.
He's doing it.
My man is doing it.
That's one of the funniest parts of Wet Hot American Summer when I think it's David Hyde Pierce jumps in the water to save the kids. And instead of showing what he's doing, they stay on, I think, like Ken Marino. And he just goes, he's doing it. He's doing it.
Whoa. Oh, whoa.
He's doing it.
My favorite part of Wet Hot American Summer is when they come back from that montage of them going to town and like doing drugs and robbing someone, where they're like, I love going to town, even if it's just for an hour.
Yeah. classic movie.
Classic movie. Aaron, do you have a favorite part of Wet Hot American Summer?
Definitely, JPC. It's when Paul Rudd knocks over his plate and then picks it up slowly.
Yeah, God. Fucking phenomenal movie.
Yeah,
And I will say my favorite part is when Paul Rudd takes that kid and he goes, where are we going? And he goes, secret pizza party. And then he opens the van door and shoves him against the side of a cliff.
Whenever a kid witnesses them doing something awful, they just fucking kill the other kid.
Oh, I remember my actual favorite part of the movie. It's another Paul Rudd moment when he's making out with Elizabeth Banks and he goes, you taste like a burger. I don't like you anymore.
I don't like you anymore.
Wait, I remembered another moment, which is when the two guys are getting married in the woods and Michael in black goes, we got you something.
Oh, yeah.
And you think he's going to beat him up or something, and then he's like, it's a gift card. Creighton.
What's the guy's name? The guy from
David Wayne. Michael.
No, the guy from SVU. Christopher Maloney.
Oh, yes. He's so good in that.
Christopher Maloney, I'm going to go fondle my sweaters.
You're
going to
go
Benjamin.
Fondle your sweaters?
So I said, I'm going to go fondue with cheddar.
A perfect movie.
Really?
A perfect movie. What an all-star cast. All right.
Very quick story. I don't know if I told you guys, but I got invited onto set for the TV show. And so I got to sit in, I think what they call like Studio City, which is like where the director sits while filming. So I got to sit and watch them shoot a bunch of Amy Poehler scenes.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I sat right next to David Wayne and Michael Showalter. And David Wayne was, Showalter. And David Wayne was like so cool and like could not have been like a more brilliant director. And Michael Showalter the whole time was on his phone on a website buying sneakers.
Yeah, he's on his break.
Like,
he's taking
for
a break.
2 hours, he was just searching the internet for sneakers to buy.
Wayne had it.
John Early on the TV show, him doing that audition is one of the funniest moments in any comedy
ever.
Oh,
my God.
Him doing that, everything has a season, everything has a time. Oh, it's so good.
Anyway, so that's a little break from the episode where we talk about our favorite parts of Wet Hot American Summer. Mm-hmm. But now we're right back to it, and we're right back to it in a big way. This is Coming at You. Number 23 from 2007. Been a while since we hit a 2007 on the episode.
Wow, so late.
So late in the game. So late in the game. Okay, we're going to go right from the intro. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
Buzz.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Buzz.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Adel, I'm saying uh-huh to you. Uh-huh.
Is it that... I don't know who sings it, but is it that song that went da, 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 do, 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 do.
Did I say da, 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 or did I say uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh?
Well, at some point they say uh-huh.
I don't think it's that song, because I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't think it's that one, because I think that there's, I think that this one's a little more easily recognizable than that. Okay, I'll go from my last No clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank.
Buzz.
Yes?
So it should have been, no clouds in my sky. I purely know this song recently because I've watched the video of Tom Holland dancing to this 100 times.
Oh, okay.
This is Umbrella, I believe.
By?
Rihanna.
Yes, this is, and that is, of course, Jay-Z at the beginning of the song, as he is in every Jay-Z song, going,
When the sun shines, we'll shine together.
Have you seen that video of Tom Holland?
Told you I'll be here forever, yeah.
Dancing to this?
I love this song.
Incredible.
I have scrolled past that video, and I have never heard what he was dancing to, because I don't care to watch stuff like that.
Worth checking out. He's, I think based on that video, he's just been cast to play Gene Kelly.
Well, he played Billy Elliot on West End, so I feel like he's a dancer
first. I think what Adel said is that he, based on that video, was.
Nobody saw Billy Elliot. They saw that video.
You're right.
I have a theory that Rihanna writes the most catchy choruses. So like, shine bright like a diamond, umbrella, Ella, like something about her lyrics, just instant earworms.
And I'm not trying to correct you. I'm not trying to mansplain something to you at all. But he's playing Fred Astaire in a movie.
What did I say?
Gene Kelly.
And that's a
common
woman?
Mistake. but she does write the catchiest choruses ever. Except Alicia Keys also writes really catchy choruses. I think they know how to write a catchy chorus.
I think Rihanna's also like one of the best-selling female artists of all time as well, which is...
She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
There's nobody to tell.
She makes amazing makeup.
I will also say, as we were recording this episode, the Year of Our Lord, I just got an email, and I feel like I need to. I normally would never stop the show to get an email, to read an email like this, but
you do
this
it all the time.
Yeah, I do it all the time. Who am I fucking kidding? I'm reading emails for 90% of the show that we record. Here's the email. We are excited that you will be attending the virtual premiere of the new season of The Witcher, featuring a live Q&A with Henry Cavill on Tuesday, December 14th. Would you like to tell the folks at home what Tuesday, December 14th is?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday... never mind.
Yeah, well, you have to buzz in.
Buzz.
That's right. I will now be spending my birthday watching a sneak peek of the new season of The Witcher. Doing
well, happy birthday, Eve, by the way. I know it's coming out way later, but the night we're recording it is his birthday Eve.
In the words of JPC, that sucks, that rules.
And I cannot wait to ask Henry Cavill a question that ever since he got cast to play The Witcher, I've been wanting to ask him, which is, what was it like dating a teenager when you were playing Superman?
Oh, wow.
She was 16 or something?
Yeah.
JPC, just because I don't want you, I just want to make sure you know that this is happening because it's your birthday Eve. I'm leaving out poisonous milk and cookies for you, as I always do on the eve of your birthday. I know you sort of Kool-Aid man through the wall of our homes, demand food.
And just so everyone knows, no, she's not poisoning the milk. Milk is just poison to me. I cannot digest it.
And the cookies. He's just sort of off sugar generally now.
He's lactose insane.
I'm lactose insane. All right. We are moving on. This is from 2005, okay? From 2000.
I can't believe I didn't get
Umbrella. Good round
year. Okay, keep going.
In five. I'm going with the intro from this one because I like it. Woo! Woo! Na-na-na-na-na-oh.
Is this from the windows to the wall?
No.
Is this Little John? No.
No, it is not. It is not Little John.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
I don't know when did that song come out? 2005? That seems about right. I know
I
it came
it
out when I was
somewhere
in high
in
school.
There.
Yeah, okay. It is not that. Na 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 na, Na 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 na, Na 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 na. Oh, I've been trying to let it go. Trying to keep my eyes closed, trying to keep it just like before. The times we never even thought to speak. Don't want to tell you what it is. Ooh, wee. It felt so serious. Got me thinking just too much.
I want
to set it off, but...
Set it off.
It's this one thing that got me tripping. It's this one thing that got me tripping. You did. This one thing... Your soul made me feel him.
All right, Buzz, but I don't know the name of the song. I don't know why. But is it Mariah Carey?
It is not Mariah Carey. It is not.
Ignore me.
Mariah
I don't know if
Carey.
I've heard this song before.
This one, I think that if I played it for you, you would recognize it. But I don't know specifically that this person did a lot of other stuff that
P-O-D?
I can. What's that?
P.O.D.
It is not P.O.D. Aaron, I think you weren't. As far as like style goes, I don't think you were way off with Mariah Carey, but it's a person who I'm not as familiar with for sure.
Okay. Can you keep reading?
It's this one thing you did. Oh. It's this one thing that caught me slipping. It's this one thing. I want to admit it. You did. This one thing, and I was so with it. It's this one thing you did. Hey, we don't know each other well. So why I keep picking up my cell? Memories just keep ringing bells. Hear voices I don't want to understand. My car keys are jingling in my hand. My high heels are clicking towards your door.
I know I recognize this, but I'm not. I don't know who. I don't know who's saying this.
I've heard this.
I don't think you're going to get it. So this one, I'll give you a little factoid about it.
Okay.
This song was featured on the soundtrack to the 2005 Will Smith film Hitch. It peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wild Wild West.
And topped, he played Wild Wild West in Hitch. And topped Billboard's R&B chart for a week. Any that doesn't help you at all?
No, not even a
little. Who was the love interest in Hitch? I never saw that movie.
Eva Longoria. You haven't seen
Hitch?
Eva
Longoria?
Hitch is wonderful.
You gotta watch
really?
Hitch.
That's the one where it's like everyone, after he dates someone, they get married or something?
No. He's a dating coach, and it's Will Smith and Kevin James.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
In 2018, NPR ranked this as the 124th greatest song by a female or non-binary artist in the 21st century.
Is it...
This was 2005 was a golden year for R&B love songs, but for this person, it was a departure from 2002's Why Don't We Fall in Love, the jazzy summer swell that introduced her.
I know who this is, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know her name.
I have no idea.
This is Amerie, A-M-E-R-I-E, Amerie, I believe.
And
the song is called One Thing.
Okay.
Oh, you said One Thing several times.
I said One Thing several times.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that would be the song.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. I honestly, well, I guess we weren't technically in the top 20, but I mean, that was number 22. I thought that once we hit that top 20, I thought there would be no misses. But
I do have a quick little segue here, which is.
Oh, I love a segue.
The name of the song is One Thing. I don't know, Aaron, if you've ever seen this movie before, but in City Slickers, Jack Palance says to Billy Crystal, the secret of life is one thing. And then he never says what it is. But Billy Crystal is unfortunately the next celebrity to die after James Earl Jones. And
I don't like this game.
What did I say, Randy Newman?
Billy
I'm not
Crystal.
A witch, I'm your wife.
Okay, this one is from, this is number 21. We're almost to the top, almost to the top 20. This one is from the year of our Lord, 2000. Gotta say, loved this one in 2000. Loved this one in 2000. We're going from verse 2 on this one, okay?
Okay.
Uno, dos, tres.
Pause.
Adel?
Uno, dos, tres, catorce. This is...
incorrect.
Hello.
No, it is not a U2 song. It is not a U2 song.
It's U2 Vertigo.
Uno, dos, tres, it's on.
Wait, are you serious?
Did you ever think a pimp rock a microphone?
Yeah, U2.
Like that there boy and... We'll stay.
Buzz.
Street.
Buzz.
Aaron.
It's Outcast.
I almost called you Amanda. I don't know why, but my brain almost called
Amanda?
You Amanda.
Bombs Over Baghdad. It's Outcast, right?
It is Outcast, and the song is Bombs Over Baghdad.
I love that song, but I don't think I ever recognized it started with Uno, Dos, Tres.
Well, that's verse 2.
Oh.
Verse 2 is Big Boy's verse, which is Uno, Dos, Tres, it's on. You ever think of Pink Park on microphone?
Yeah. That's a great song.
What a fucking great song. What a fucking great band. Great song.
That's a Windows Down, Blair, Pump the Bass.
Do you think it would have helped you if I would have started with Andre 3000's verse, which starts, In Slum National, Underground, Thunder pounds when I stop the ground.
I do think that would have helped Amanda.
As long as he was wearing his football pads. Remember when Andre 3000 was Andre 2000 and he used to wear like football pads and stuff?
No, we don't, old man. Get out of here. Hits him with a broom.
Amanda, no.
He was Andre 1000 and you liked it.
I'm Amanda now and she has less patience. Get out of here.
All right, this one is from 2002. I don't remember if we've seen this one on here before, but this one's from 2002. Here we go. You were my sun. You were my earth. But you didn't know all the ways I loved you. No.
I know this one.
I don't know.
So you took a chance and made other plans?
Buzz.
Buzz.
You were my sun. This is Cry Me a River.
By
Timberlake. Justin Timberlake.
Timbaland. This is Timberlake, produced by Timbaland. This is Cry Me a River.
Rip, rip, boom. A sermon, a sermon, it's a photo tape.
What other songs were on Justified, because I don't think I was ever into, Rock Your Body. Yeah, that was the one that I was into.
I feel like he's not in pop culture anymore. Like, when was the last time we heard from him in a movie or anything?
Bring it on down to Olive Hill.
Honestly, I think the last time that we heard from Justin Timberlake and why he may be kind of laying low right now is he did a movie during the pandemic that came out that was like him wearing like he was like working on an oil field or something. It doesn't matter. I didn't see it. But mostly what I've seen Justin Timberlake in recently is documentaries from this Britney time period Spears, talking about how big of a shithead he was. And so I do think that wisely he has chosen to step back a little bit.
Smart. And he's married to someone famous, right?
Jessica Alba?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. Amanda.
I have a drink for Amanda.
And who's Ryan Reynolds married to?
Blake Lively.
Okay. And Blake Lively and Amanda Biel are not the same person.
There's no Amanda Biel.
They're both Jessica Alba.
Sorry. Amanda, I'm talking to you. Jessica
Amanda.
Biel.
I don't know.
I don't know what. So here's what was going on. You had like your hand in front of your eye a little bit, and I don't know why, but in my brain was like, that's Amanda right there.
It's me, Amanda. Okay, go ahead.
I can't wait to ask Henry Cavill what it was like.
No, yeah, do it.
It'll be a cavalcade of answers.
Here we go. 19, number 19 on the list, has made an appearance on the list before.
Woo.
Woo.
Huh. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves?
Buzz.
Adel?
This is George W. Bush's inauguration speech.
Wow, that's, from his inauguration in the year 2004.
He spoiled it by accident.
He gave us a little bit of spoiler alert about the war. I'm going to skip the course here. You know what the Midwest is. Young and restless. Where restless might snatch your necklace. And next, these might jack your Lexus.
Okay. Somebody tell these. I think I know.
Whatever this is, I love these lyrics.
Oh yeah, of course you do. This is great lyrics.
Buzz.
Aaron.
Is it Jesus walks? Jesus walks with
God, show me the way because the devil trying to bring me down.
Good song.
Oh man, I love this song.
Yeah. I haven't heard this song in forever. I love that you're singing it to the tune of the Friday the 13th music.
Look, I think Kanye West has completely, first of all, if we want to divorce some art from, and highlight on divorce some art from the artist, I think Kanye West has put out some great music. And College Dropout, I am unapologetically a huge fan of that album.
Through the Wire?
Through the Wire rules.
So good.
And what used to be great about Kanye West is he was like funny in his rap.
Yeah.
Which I think, truly looking at the end of his or the current state of his career, which I maybe listened to like three songs on Donda and was like, this is 8 hours long? No, thank you.
I think he just needs like help. Like, I think
he's going through some stuff. Yeah, yeah. He's just going through some stuff. But also he's put out some fucking great music.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's my little screed on Kanye West. But this is a good song. Guys, I'll be honest. Big fan of number 18. Big Ooh. Fan of number 18 on the list. This is from 2004.
McDonald's theme.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh man, I can't start there. I'm gonna go from verse
is
one.
Is it Tequila? The song Tequila?
It's the song Tequila.
Because there's only one lyric.
I think. Yeah,
Shoo-bee
I'm
just gonna...
Okay. Here's the thing. We started out friends.
Buzz.
Aaron.
Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Nice one.
Here's the thing. I can't breathe for the first time.
Honestly, there's not. This song is so fucking iconic that there. I don't think there's a lyric that I could have read that you wouldn't have immediately been like, since you've been gone.
Good song.
It's a good song.
Did she win American Idol or she was runner up?
She won.
Okay. Was she the first winner?
And that's why she did. Yeah, she was. She was. She beat.
Because I thought Justin Guarini won.
No, she won.
I believe he was assassinated.
Speaking of being assassinated, your friends will try to assassinate you if you have one drink and then you sing Since You've Been Gone at karaoke. Even if it's your birthday, they're going to try to kill you.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's your birthday. I don't care if Henry Cavill's there saying, go for it.
Have you ever played karaoke roulette?
No.
It's where you put in a song. Somebody else puts in a song for you, and you have to do it. It's a very good time.
Okay, I want to get.
What would you put
more.
In for me?
Oh boy, I remember putting
I
in.
Lyrics,
I put in Tarzan Boy by Baltimora for Brett Lyons, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Do you know that song?
I do.
No.
It's the whoa, 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 whoa. It is. It was very funny.
I still don't know it.
Is that? Was that in the Night at the Roxbury? It doesn't matter. We
or it's
have
called
to
Jungle
get
Boy.
Through.
Yeah,
we have to get through two more. So this is number 17 on the list from 2001. We're going to get through two more. We're going to end with 15,
yes.
So we'll be able to pick up with the top 15
yes.
next time. These last two are both from 2001. This first one from 2001.
Yes.
Every step of the way we walk the line. Your days are numbered. And so are mine. Time is piling up. We struggle and we scrape. We're all boxed in. Nowhere to escape. City's just a jungle. More games to play. Trapped in the heart of it. Trying to get away. I was raised in the country. I've been working in the town. I've been in trouble ever since I set my suitcase down.
I don't think I know this.
Is this a country song?
That's a really good question. It
is
not a country song.
Yeah, the vibe is pointing towards country song.
Toby Keith, this little country.
Toby Keith, horse.
Horse drink, alcohol, horse.
Your genre is adjacent to country, but I don't think it's definitely not country.
Jason Mraz.
This is Jason Mraz to country.
Okay.
This song is, I think it's 12 verses, no chorus.
Do we know
release
this?
Release date of this
no
one?
No chorus?
Release date of this song?
Yeah.
September 11, 2001.
No! That's why I've never heard of it.
Yep.
I was busy that day.
I will say, this is an artist has not appeared on the list. Okay. Would not expect this artist to appear in a list of the songs of the, or albums of the 2000s.
Chubby Checker.
This was released on an album that came out in 2001, but originally was written during the 1997 sessions for a previous album.
1997. Counting Crows.
You think we can get this?
Is
it a band or like a solo musician?
It's a solo music artist. They've been playing music for a long time, decades long career.
Robert Plant?
Johnny Cash?
It's not Johnny Cash.
Elvis Costello?
Paul McCartney.
No. So it's not country. I would say that this person's primary genre is folk.
Bob Dylan?
It is Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
With a song called Mississippi.
Maybe I've heard of it, but I've just heard it in his voice, and so I never heard the words.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was doing a Bob Dylan impression for that one. Okay. That's weird. Okay, this next one is definitely from
What was the name of the song?
The song is called Mississippi.
Mississippi, huh.
This is from 2001 as well. Oh, God. Oh, no. This is another one where you...
Gonna get it right away?
Were those the lyrics?
No,
oh,
those aren't
God.
The lyrics.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
maybe if I start like in the middle of a verse, no, it's not.
Please don't start in the middle of a verse.
No, I'm going to have to start. I'm going to have to start in the middle of a verse. That's the only way to do this, because otherwise, anywhere that I start, chorus or verse, you'll just get it. Okay, so here we go. I know this for sure. I'm walking out that door. Well, I've been in town for just about 15 minutes now. And baby, I feel so down.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. I keep walking for miles. And say, people, well, they don't understand. No, girlfriends, they can't understand. Your grandsons?
No, girlfriends, they can't understand.
They won't understand. On top of this, I ain't gonna ever understand.
A buzz.
Adel?
Is this last night she said, oh, baby doesn't fit.
This is last night by the Strokes.
The Strokes.
Yep.
Ugh, they've been on this list before, right?
I think the Strokes have been on this list before.
I can never think of the name of their band, and that's on them and not me.
There was like a year of my life where all I listened to was the Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, and the White Stripes.
Oh.
And that was a great year.
A great year for men. Ooh.
It was.
They were on top of the world.
I mean, also, and then
I remember the early 2000s.
Which I will list now.
You guys were flying high.
Wait, the White Stripes had Meg, who famously sang on drums.
The year of the White Strokes monkey.
The White Strokes. They have to do that mashup.
Oh, dude. If the White Strokes don't exist by now,
it'd be like the Grey album.
Well, you guys did very well. I got to give it up to today's winner, though. It is Adel. Adel, I wasn't keeping score, but I think it felt like you won.
It felt like you won.
Can I say the only reason I won is because Amanda and Aaron split their votes?
Yeah.
Amanda? Right, Aaron.
Better luck next time,
Amanda. We high-fived. And now we're kissing. Ooh.
And speaking of better luck next time, we'll have to... Come on.
What?
Now you're going to get messages. We will see you in 2022 for the thrilling conclusion. We I don't know when, but it will be in 2022. It's not coming out before the end of the year. The thrilling conclusion of this the 2000 saga, where we really put it to bed, where we get to the top 15 songs, according to Rolling Stone, of the 2000s. But until then... We got to go. It's almost the end of the year. I'm getting on my spaceship. And Aaron, where am I going?
Neptune.
His spaceship exploded.
Oh, God. I'm
Amanda
dying.
Was on there.
And James Earl Jones.
No, don't. I don't like
Randy
this
Newman.
Game.
And Billy Crystal.
And stop recording.
Kissinger wasn't there, though. Thank God.
The host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue, crew.